I got a comment from the town today. He has requested from the president, you want to see him this afternoon, he'll be arriving. He's all set for around noon, so probably about 1 o'clock, he'd be available.
Let's leave it open, Steve, at the present time. And, in the meantime, I think probably if I did see him, I could do it, it would be at about 3 o'clock.
I just should check with you later on that.
Well, after Gilly Solasi and everything, and seeing how things sort of, try to get a talking paper.
Hey, yes, sir.
Oh, good, Rich. All right.
Would you want to hear him?
No, I want to see him alone for a while. I'll call him again when I get to the point that I have.
Well, I need to check, I mean,
Well, I think maybe I would want to see him. And if we shall say it, maybe 3. I'd like for him when he comes in to, if he could, to have a meeting with George Schultz on wage price controls. I want him to meet with him to get his views so that I can do it. I'd like for him also to meet with the Bona on the energy thing. In other words, to see before he sees me. Those two problems would be good if we could get out of the way. And then perhaps I could see Connolly closer to around 5 o'clock. In other words, if he could do that, and he could have a chat with Roy Ash about and Hayes with regard to various activities, you know, that he's going to undertake some assignments, but I'd like for him to have a chance to think about them before I talk, and then at 5 o'clock, he and I will sit down and chat about the various things I'd like for him to do. Fair enough. That'll leave me clear at 5. Fine. Director Bilbray.
This might be able to take care of Schultz's request. He wanted me to be here for about 20 minutes on that. I can have the max.
Well, it might not. Let me say it on Schultz. Make a date for him. Is tomorrow Wednesday?
Yes, sir.
What do we have in the morning? All right, fine. I think we'll just have to make a date for Schultz so that we can serve. Just call him over there, so he knows that 10 or 3 days fixed.